The Holy Gospel appointed for the baptism of our Lord and the first Sunday after the Epiphany of our Lord is taken from the Gospel of St. Luke, the third chapter, verses 15 through 22. As the people were in expectation and all were questioning in their hearts concerning John, whether he might be the Christ, John answered them all, saying, I baptize you with water, but he who is mightier than I is coming, the strap of whose sandals I am not worthy to untie. He will baptize you with the Holy Spirit and with fire. His winnowing fork is in his hand to clear his threshing floor and to gather the wheat into his barn. But the chaff he will burn with unquenchable fire. So with many other exhortations, he preached good news to the people. But Herod the Tetrarch, who had been reproved by him for Herodias, his brother's wife, and for all the evil things that Herod had done, added this to them all, that he locked up John in prison. Now when all the people were baptized, and when Jesus also had been baptized and was praying, the heavens were opened, and the Holy Spirit descended on him in bodily form like a dove. And a voice came from heaven, You are my beloved Son. With you I am well pleased. This is the gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, O Christ.
Let us pray. Gracious and merciful Father, today you challenge us again to listen to your voice, that you have redeemed us and have called us by name, and have adopted us as your dear children through the miracle of holy baptism. That same voice that came out from heaven saying, You are my beloved Son, with you I am well pleased. Therefore keep us steadfast in our faith and trust in you as our Lord and God, the Holy One of Israel, our Savior. Now may the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be pleasing in your sight, O Lord, my rock and my redeemer. Amen. The words that I would like to share with you today is taken from the Old Testament prophet Isaiah, chapter 43, with special attention to the following verses. Fear not, for I have redeemed you. I have called you by name, you are mine. For I am the Lord your God, the Holy One of Israel, your Savior. This is the Word of God. Dear brothers and sisters in Christ Jesus, our personal Savior and the Lord of our Christian life, I have called you by name, you are mine. What a wonderful statement on this Sunday morning by the prophet Isaiah as we once again celebrate the baptism of our Lord and the first Sunday after the Epiphany of our Lord. As God the Father reveals himself to us with all of his glory, splendor, and majesty through his Son, Jesus Christ. Yes, I, the Lord your God, have called you by name. You are mine. That's precisely what happened to us when we were born into this world. And our parents have called us by our own name and said, You are mine. Yes, we belong to them through the miracle of holy baptism and through the miracle of birth. We are tied to them for life and eternity as their dear children and they as our beloved parents. That's precisely the kind of relationship God the Father had with his own Son, Jesus Christ, when he said at Jesus' baptism in the Jordan River, as he was being baptized by John the Baptist, "You are my beloved Son. With you, I am well pleased." As a matter of fact, God the Father gave him a very special and unique name through the angel Gabriel. When he told Joseph in a dream, "She will give birth to a son, and you are to give him the name Jesus, because he will save his people from their sins." Yes, through the angel Gabriel, God the Father told Joseph to name him Jesus, which means to deliver, to rescue his people from their sins. And that is also true of our names given by our parents. As a matter of fact, have you ever wondered and asked your own parents why they gave you your special and unique first name? Whether your name is Esther or Ruth, Paul or James, or any other name. Well, I did. I had always wondered about it and actually asked my own parents. But I never got a straight answer from them. So I did my own research and found out, to my surprise, after I graduated from the seminary in St. Louis, Missouri, that my name is one of the names of God in the Hebrew language, and actually found in Genesis chapter 16, verse 13, which means "the God who sees me." I certainly was very happy. It made me feel very good about myself, being named after God, the God who sees me. That's precisely the relationship God the Father, Elohim, Yahweh, Adonai of the Old Testament, had with the people of Israel. They were also very special and very unique in the eyes of God, as he called them and chose them by name to be his own people. In other words, the covenant of love God made with them, not because of their numerical growth, their greatness, or any other virtue, or even for that matter, any achievements, any accomplishments they had made, but because of God's great love for them as his chosen people of Israel. Not only that, but that they did not have to be afraid of anything, because the Lord, their God, would save them. He would redeem them from the bondage and slavery in Egypt. Listen to what the Lord says in Deuteronomy chapter 7, verse 8. "But it was because the Lord loved you and kept the oath he swore to your forefathers, that he brought you out with a mighty hand and redeemed you from the land of slavery, from the power of Pharaoh, king of Egypt." That's what Jesus has also done for us. Jesus has also saved us. He has also redeemed us from the bondage and the slavery of our own sins, and made us, by the grace of God, children of God through the miracle of holy baptism, and bestowed upon us the forgiveness of our original sin, and made us heirs of eternal life through faith in Jesus as our Savior. That's precisely what we sang today in the hymn of the day. Were we listening? "Baptized into your name, most holy, O Father, Son, and Holy Ghost. I claim a place, though weak and lowly, among your seed, your chosen host, buried with Christ and dead to sin. I have your Spirit now within. In other words, God has made us His own dear children and called us by our name. Once we were baptized into His name, most holy Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. And therefore we have indeed His Spirit now within us. The words of St. Paul in his letter to Titus, the third chapter, listen to what he writes. God saved us, not because of deeds done by us in righteousness, but in virtue of His own mercy by the washing of regeneration and renewal in the Holy Spirit, which He poured out upon us richly through Jesus Christ, our Savior, so that we might be justified by faith, by grace, and become heirs in hope of eternal life. Remember what Dr. Martin Luther used to say in the short explanation of the second article of the Apostles' Creed. We should all memorize that, because it is powerful. He wrote, I believe that Jesus Christ has redeemed me, a lost and condemned creature, purchased and won me from all sins, not with gold or silver, but with His holy, precious blood and with His innocent suffering and death. But then Luther doesn't stop there, but he goes on to say, that I may be His own and live under Him in His kingdom and serve Him in everlasting righteousness, innocence, and blessedness. And then Luther said, this is most certainly true. In other words, just like we belong to our parents through the miracle of birth, we also belong to God through the miracle of holy baptism, as we were adopted by God to be His beloved dear children that we are. The words we find in the epistle lesson read today from Paul's letter to the Romans, the third chapter, verses 3 and 4. Did you not know that all of us who have been baptized into Christ Jesus were baptized into His death? We were buried, therefore, with Him by baptism into death, in order that just as Christ was raised from the dead by the glory of the Father, we too might walk in newness of life. Yes, we have been baptized into Christ Jesus so that you and I might also walk in newness of life. So we are also tied to our Heavenly Father for life and eternity through the Son, His Son Jesus Christ. As Jesus did not only suffer and die in our place on the cross, but as we were also baptized into His holy name. Yes, we have the same kind of relationship and tie with God the Father as He had it with His own Son, Jesus Christ, which prompted Him to say on the day of His baptism, the beginning of His public ministry, the anointing of the Holy Spirit, you are my beloved Son, with you I am well pleased. May our prayer today be the words of the hymn of the day. Were you listening to that one also? All that I am and love most dearly, Receive it, O Lord, from me. O let me make my vows sincerely and help me your own child to be. And nothing that I am or own serve any will but yours alone. Yes, may God the Father bless us and preserve us today through His Holy Spirit as He calls you and I by our name and says to each and every one of us here this morning, I have also called you by name. You are mine. Yes, I, the Lord your God, have called you. I have redeemed you. By name, you are mine. Yes, we all belong to our Lord, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. He has bought us and redeemed us and saved us. And for that, we are grateful to Him. Every time we come to the Holy Sacrament and receive forgiveness of sins and the gift, the promise of eternal life through Him as our Savior. In Jesus' name and for Jesus' sake. Amen. Amen. Now may the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, the fellowship of His Holy Spirit be and abide with us all unto life everlasting. Amen.